Jesus was invited to Mary and Martha's home by Martha, but it was an unexpected visit. So you have to wonder, in a sense, why would Martha invite and then fret over having a guest? I would, I think, if I invited someone over and all of a sudden realized, oh no, I'm not quite prepared. Mary believed the first order of business to do, Martha believed the first order of business to do was to get some food ready for her guest and start preparing. And of course, this is not easy when you were not expecting. I don't know about you yourself, but when Christopher and I invite someone over for dinner, we talk about what we're going to have days in advance and plan ahead. And having someone over and just looking in the fridge going, getting all excited would be something absolutely that I would do. In this instance, Martha expected Mary to do the same, to help out with the hospitality. And in doing so, Martha here was being very faithful to the biblical tradition of hospitality. It's very important in the Bible. Hospitality plays no small role in the realm of biblical ethics. Biblical admonishments clearly instructed the Israelites and the early Christians to practice the virtue of hospitality. And as hospitality is an attribute of God, that is to say, a part of God, it is easy to find examples of hospitality and its importance throughout the Bible. Given all this, we assume Martha, perhaps with solid justification, did not expect Mary to just drop at the feet of Jesus and leave her to do all the chores. What is involved in getting a guest over for dinner? You have to wash the foods, you have to do the cutting and preparing, setting the table, cleaning up if things need to be cleaned up. It's a lot of work. And I can just see the anger building up in Martha. When I'm angry and in the kitchen and I don't feel like talking about it, what I do is I do what I'm doing, but I do things just a little bit louder. Put the pan down a little bit louder, shut the cupboard just a little bit louder than usual, dig around the utensils, slam it shut. Let people know I'm not happy. And I can absolutely see Martha doing that. Mary was being attentive at the feet of Jesus. And this is also important. It symbolically shows that she's being a disciple of Jesus. She's being a student of a rabbi. That's what they would do. They would sit at rabbi's feet and learn. And to say the very least, Jesus is an intuitive person. And the rattling about that I just talked about of pots and pans and anger building up in Martha, certainly he would have sensed it. He would have sensed that what was going on. He must have felt Martha's irritation, but chose to say nothing to Martha. Why is that, I wonder? Why would he let it build up inside her and get so upset that then she says this? Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her then to help me. Do you not care? Those are pretty strong words for a guest, let alone the Lord Jesus Christ, who she knows in his ministry and in his work. Do you not care? But as it turns out, no, actually Jesus didn't care. Or at least didn't care about the work, did not care about the hospitality that was making Martha beside herself. Jesus says to Martha, 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 you are worried and distracted by many things. Now note here, that Jesus calls her name twice in a row, that's usually an indication of something very important. And so I decided to research it, and it only happens 8 times in the entire Bible that a name is repeated twice in a row in this chronological order: Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Martha, Simon, my God, when Jesus says, my God, and Saul, or Paul. That's big company for Martha, to have your name called twice, to be in that league. And she is, of course, the only woman. Jesus clearly, really, really wants her attention. And maybe that's why he waited so long for her to finally speak. He wanted her to get beside herself so she could see and he could point.